Asynchronous callouts, also referred to as Apex continuations, allow you to invoke long-running services without tying up server resources and running into Apex concurrency limits. Although Apex continuations are not currently supported natively in the Lightning Component Framework, you can use the custom solution described in this article to make asynchronous Apex callouts from within Lightning components. Invoking long-running services with synchronous Apex callouts can block server threads and negatively impact the overall system availability. To ensure that system resources are available to all customers, the Salesforce platform limits the number of concurrent long-running requests per organization. Each org is allowed a maximum of 10 concurrent requests running for longer than 5 seconds. When that limit is reached, subsequent requests fail until an existing request completes. Apex continuations provide an alternative architecture for invoking long-running services in a scalable fashion without blocking server threads and without running into Apex concurrency limits. Apex continuations allow you to make asynchronous callouts to long-running services and provide a callback method that is automatically invoked when the request completes. Here is a simple example showing how to implement an asynchronous callout using an Apex continuation. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. You can invoke Apex continuations from Visual Force pages using JavaScript remoting. All you have to do is annotate the method with that remote action like in the example above. However, there is currently no built-in support for continuations in Lightning components. You can't call an @aura-enabled method that makes an asynchronous callout. In the remainder of this article, I describe an approach to work around this limitation and invoke Apex continuations from Lightning components using a Visual Force page as a proxy. At a high level, this approach works like this. 1. The Lightning component embeds a Visual Force page in an iframe. 2. Using the standard window.postMessage API, the Lightning component instructs the iframed Visual Force page to invoke the Apex continuation on its behalf. 3. The Visual Force page invokes the continuation using JavaScript remoting. 4. When the request completes, the Visual Force page uses the same window.postMessage API to pass the result back to its Lightning component container. Check out this blog post to learn more about Lightning component to Visual Force page communication using the window.postMessage API. To experiment with invoking Apex continuations from Lightning components, we will use a sample REST service that allows you to simulate network latency. The source code for this service is available in this repository. The service has two endpoints. You can try these URLs in your browser. The following endpoint allows you to retrieve a list of products with a simulated latency, 6,000 milliseconds in this example. https://longrunning.herikuapp.com/products?latency=6000. The following endpoint allows you to retrieve a specific product, product 1 in this example, with a simulated latency, 6,000 milliseconds in this example. https://longrunning.herikuapp.com/products?latency=6000. Example 1, Simple Continuation. The sample code for the examples below is available in this repository. In this first example, the simple continuation demo Lightning component allows you to retrieve a specific product. For simplicity, the result is displayed as raw JSON. Code highlights. The simple continuation demo Lightning component embeds the simple continuation Visual Force page in an iframe. When you click the Get Product button, simple continuation demo posts a message to the embedded Visual Force page, passing the id of the product to retrieve, and the simulated service latency in milliseconds. The Visual Force page invokes the getProduct method in the Simple Continuation Controller Apex class using JavaScript remoting. The getProduct method makes a call to the REST service using an Apex continuation. When the JavaScript remoting call gets the response, the Visual Force page posts a message back to the Lightning component with the result. Limitations. This simple example is a great way to identify all the pieces required for this integration, but it has a number of limitations. There are a lot of pieces involved and some low-level plumbing to set up. If you need to call an Apex continuation from a different component, you'll have to set up that infrastructure again. The Visual Force base URL, VF base URL, and Lightning component base URL, LC base URL, that are required by the window.post message API to ensure the communication is happening between trusted parties are hard-coded. Example 2, a generic continuation proxy component. In this second example, we address the limitations identified in the first example. The low-level plumbing and the low-level communication infrastructure is encapsulated in a reusable Lightning component named Continuation Proxy. To call an Apex continuation from a Lightning component, all you have to do is 1. Drop the Continuation Proxy component in your component, skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. 2. Use the proxy to invoke the Apex continuation method like this, skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note, you can use the same proxy to invoke multiple methods. Internally, the continuation proxy component maps the callback function to an invocation that it passes to the Visual Force page proxy when requesting the invocation of a continuation. When its JavaScript remoting call completes, the Visual Force page passes the invocation it back to the continuation proxy component, along with the continuation invocation result, so it knows which callback to invoke. Take a look at the continuation proxy demo component for an example. Example 3, continuation broker component. You can use continuation proxy in any Lightning component that needs to invoke Apex continuations. However, if you have multiple Lightning components that use continuation proxy on the same page, they will all have their own A-frame, and the proliferation of A-frames on a page may lead to some overhead. In that case, you can use a broker component that wraps a single instance of the continuation proxy and invokes Apex continuations on behalf of the other components on the page. Continuation broker provides an example of such a broker component. To invoke an Apex continuation using this pattern, a component fires an application event passing the name of the method to invoke, a list of arguments, and a callback method to invoke upon completion of the request. For example, here is how the get product continuation is invoked in continuation broker demo. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Supporting ClickJack protection. The ClickJack protection settings available in setup, under session settings, allow you to secure your Visual Force pages against user interface redress attacks. ClickJack protection is implemented by adding the X-frame options, semi-origin header to Visual Force pages, preventing them from being A-framed in pages originating from a different domain. This impacts the approach described in this article because Visual Force pages and Lightning components are served from different domains. Lightning components are served from https://yourdomain.lightning.force.com. VF pages are served from https://yourdomain.c.nax.visual.force.com. In other words, if you enable ClickJack protections, the X-frame options, semi-origin header prevents Visual Force pages from being A-framed in Lightning components. The solution is to override the value of the header for the continuation proxy page and set it to allow from https://xyzdomain.lightning.force.com. This allows the continuation proxy page, and only that page, to be embedded in a Lightning component hosted on your own Lightning domain, and only that domain. You can easily set that header in the constructor of the Visual Force page controller. Here is the continuation controller constructor as an example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note, we also set the content security policy, frame ancestors header for wider browser support. Summary. Apex continuations, aka asynchronous callouts, provide a scalable architecture for calling long-running services without blocking server threads and without running into Apex concurrency limits. There is currently no built-in support for continuations in Lightning components. However, using the approach described in this article, you can use a Visual Force page as a proxy to invoke Apex continuations from Lightning components. Resources. Code examples, including the continuation proxy component sample long-running service. Make long-running callouts from a Visual Force page. Prevent clickjacking trailhead unit. Other asynchronous Apex options, asynchronous Apex trailhead module.